along with Sean Stiers. I'm Darren Pritchett, and I'm coming to you from Four Winds Field in downtown South Bend, where the Cubs and the Timber Rattlers will play coming up tonight at 7:05. Sometimes they're known as the Utter Tuggers, as we have found out, which is one of the cool symbols in minor league baseball. And we are joined by Dick Nussbaum here in the broadcast booth, former Notre Dame outfielder, the parent of a Notre Dame baseball player, and, of course, former Midwest League president, joining us here on WSBT Radio. Well, first, Dick, good to see you. Great to have you back at the ballpark.
Thanks, Darren. This is what a great night. I would encourage everybody to get out here tonight. It's going to be a great ball game.
Oh, absolutely. Perfect night for baseball. So you have been down to Starkville.
I have.
Where the Irish will play Mississippi State in the Super Regional this weekend, game one Saturday at 2 o'clock. And I got a little taste of it watching the Campbell Mississippi State game earlier in the week. And I would say I've not been to a college baseball game where some of the fans were enjoying a cold brew during the game, but things are a little different in the SEC. So I'm wondering, as someone that's been there and experienced a postseason setting, how much of a distraction can that ballpark be to an opposing player?
Well, if you let it, I mean, it's I have to tell you, Darren, I've been able, living in this community and being a Notre Dame fan, to see a lot of great athletic competitions.
You bet.
You've got the convicts versus Catholics. You've got I was at the Alabama Notre Dame game in the Sugar Bowl when we beat Bear Bryant and won the national championship. So there's a lot of great athletic events I've been to. And I will tell you, the weekend that I spent in Starkville ranks right up there with those.
Hmm.
And that's because of a couple things. Number one, my son was playing. Okay, so
sure.
As a parent, any parent will understand, and I'm just so thrilled for the Notre Dame parents for this weekend, because they're going to experience something that they'll never forget as long as they live. But it, you know, first of all, Starkville's in the middle of nowhere. Okay, it's a really hard place to get to, I got to tell you. And I know that a lot of the parents right now are probably trying to figure that out. And if it was anything like when we were there, there's not a lot of hotel rooms to book. And we ended up in a dorm. Our whole family went down there, and I was able to keep everybody there for a night, and we figured out another place to go. But it's a large ballpark. In 2000, when this all happened, there were the paid attendance for the Friday night game, which was between Mississippi State and South Alabama, was over 10,000. All right, so even then, and they've increased the capacity at that point. And they had what they called the left field lounge, where literally people would buy spaces that they could bring their pickup trucks, you know, their flatbeds, and then they would build on top of that. And the smells coming out of there from the barbecue and everything.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, Steve Stanley was our center fielder then, and they were all over him. And they came to respect Notre Dame a little bit until we beat them. All right. Then that changed the dynamic a lot. But they're really good people down there. They love their baseball. Yeah. And our guys, look, they're not going to be intimidated by that. They're gonna feed off of it, okay? But if you get intimidated by something like that, it will impact you. You know, I'm really thrilled that they're in this Super Regional. I do think we got cheated a little bit in not having the Super Regional up here. Unfortunately, I think I heard you on a previous segment talk about money, and I think the bottom line was we don't have the facility for a Super Regional. I would have hoped that we would have been given a chance at least to work with this facility. Now,
sure.
You know, and I hope that, you know, that given the fact that Link's doing such a great job, I think we're going to have other opportunities. They're not going to be able to get a super regional facility on campus.
Sure.
I think it's better to come here than to go across
good
the
point.
Country for a super regional.
Ever thought of that?
So I just, you know, look, But they're in a super regional, and I think they're going to do really well. You know, when we went down there in 2000, it was a regional. So it was Notre Dame, it was Tulane, it was South Alabama, Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And we were the second or third seed. I can't remember who we were, but we played the first game against Tulane. And then we won that game, and we ended up playing Mississippi State the next day. And we lost that game 8-1. We lost by 7 runs. It's either 8-1 or 9-2. And in that game, in the very first inning, there was a collision at home plate. Paul Toole is the catcher.
Oh, boy.
And Paul was not one to shy away from physicality. And so
I remember
he planted a guy at home plate, and they were on him for the rest of the time, you know, and he was they booed him unmercifully, but Paul fed off of that.
I would too.
So
I would
so too. The next game, well, we played Tulane again, and I'd love to tell you a little bit of the story of that game.
Sure.
But we played Mississippi State again, and they were all over Paul. And he gets up and hits a bomb, all right? And he's running around. And we won that game 7-0. Danny Tamayo pitched it. There was the last shutout in the regional competition was Danny Tamayo. We had shut
Bertrand.
Bertrand threw a shutout. So, and Danny had a no-hitter going through like the fifth or sixth inning, and it ended up being a three-hitter. But so we win by 7, they win by 7. We go to the finals. We had to play them again. And we lost in the ninth inning 10-9. Mm. So there was one run that separated Notre Dame from Mississippi State over 3 games. And so it was and like I said, it got a little testy because we were in their territory, and they were fighting to go to the Clemson Super Regional, and we were fighting to go there too. And we just didn't make it, you know, by one run. Mm-hmm. And the next year, Paul Mainieri took them back and swept them. And it was the beginning of the year,
sure.
So it was a different situation. But that 2001 team, of course, was number one in the country for a period of time.
That's right.
And what I'm getting to is Paul Mainieri will tell you that regional competition, which we did very well but we lost, was the building blocks for our College World Series appearance in 2002, because the Super Regional that year was played at Florida State. And
okay.
Link Jarrett will tell you a little bit about the Notre Dame coming to Florida State and winning 2 out of 3 and going to the College World Series. That group were now seniors. They were sophomores at Mississippi State.
Wow.
That group was seasoned. Nothing bothered them. They went in there and they just took it over.
Mm.
And I think our guys are going to do the same thing. I think they're going to go down there and it's going to juice them up. And I think we're going to the College World Series again.
Oh.
I really do.
Oh.
I don't want to put any pressure on anybody here, but we got a great coaching staff.
Sure.
And
do.
We've got some really exceptional players.
Yeah.
What we witnessed last weekend.
That was no fluke.
I was just amazed. And you mentioned my son, Matt. I was actually in New Canaan, Connecticut, where he lives now. And we were texting each other during a ballet recital. His his daughter, Nora, who's going to be on Broadway or Lincoln Center some year, was in a ballet recital. And he said, you know, Cavadas just hit one off the scoreboard for a grand slam, you know. So it was pretty outstanding what we witnessed.
Sean, jump in here. Feel free.
Dick, that Mississippi State experience that you were kind of recounting some of the games there. Now, I wasn't there. That was actually the year 2001, the next year that you were talking about. That was my first year doing the games. But I talked to our mutual friend, Pete LaFleur, today. He said to tell you hi, by the way.
Did you get into fencing?
Pete was way ahead of the curve with the stats, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
In
2000, he had
stats.
All that stuff.
That's
you know,
right. That's exactly
he
right.
Could, you know, I would just joke with him. I'd say, you know, Pete, did you know that my son led the nation in moving runners from second to third base
in night games after a day game?
Night games after 6 o'clock with one or two outs. You know?
That's right.
I mean, he had all those stats. I'm telling you.
He did. He did. Well, you know, something that next year and for the years after that, when Pete and I were working together, he was the SID, of course, for Notre Dame base, as you know, but just so our listeners know, he was the SID. And I did, you know, so we talked about a lot of these different things kind of leading up to, you know, the events before the events. But it wasn't just the environment at Mississippi State, it was the circumstances that they had to play in, because I guess there were like thunderstorms, tornadoes,
and
they essentially played like four games in a 24-hour period, if I'm not mistaken.
Here's what happened, because I was in the middle, there was a tornado, okay? We beat Tulane first game, and then we lost to Mississippi State, so now we're in the losers bracket, and South Alabama got knocked out right away. So Tulane beat South Alabama, Mississippi, so they're gone. So we're playing Tulane again, and we're getting beat. Okay, we're not playing very well. I think we're losing 4 or 5 to nothing. It's a third or fourth inning, and you know, it's just not looking good. A tornado came through. Okay, I mean the light poles were going left and right, and we ended up in the basketball arena. And Jeff Felker was the first baseman on that team, and his dad was an engineer, and said, you know, guys, this is the worst place we could be, you know, but that's where they put us. So it's about, you know, an hour or so delay, and we couldn't find our son Danny, and he was out smoozing with the guys in the left field lounge, you know, in the middle of a tornado. We finally got him back in where he was safe. We go out. And that delay saved us, because we came out and we scored 5 or 6 runs, and we went on to beat them like 10-6 or something like that, which got us into the championship round. But it, you know, Starkville, the boys better be ready for heat. I was never so hot in my entire life, and so that thunderstorm came up and the tornado came up pretty quickly. But you're right, we were, you know, we didn't get that game done till 1 or 2 in the morning, and they were nice to us. They moved the first game on Sunday back an hour, so they're
congrats.
And that's when Danny Tamayo beat them 7-0, and then we had to turn around and play they've gone to the Monday. They've gone to that, which is a good thing for the championship. But we didn't have that back then. We had to finish it on Sunday.
It's helping that team that starts 0-1 to give them a better chance now to get out. LSU, a prime example.
Wasn't that fabulous? Huh?
Can you imagine if everything works out perfectly in the same pool in Omaha, Notre Dame, LSU, Virginia?
There was a World Series where you had Brian, who was on that 2000, he was assistant coach in the 2000.
Brian O'Connor.
Pat Palminteri was there for LSU, and Pat Murphy was there for Arizona State.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there was a picture of those guys, and it was in the mid-2000s sometime. But, you know, that team that made that regional in 2000 was a really good Notre Dame team. We were in the Big East then. We did not have a good Big East tournament. We got beat by Boston College twice. That was bad to get beat, but to get beat by them twice was – and it was some little left-handed hitter that was a short porch. This was in the Somerset, New Jersey ballpark. It was a nice ballpark, but like 300, and it was probably about 250. I mean, it was – and he hit a – opposite field shot that we lost the game. So we weren't quite sure we were going to make the tournament. And so there's a great video, and it was on WNDU. Jeff Jeffers saved it for me.
Okay.
And you know how they show the people the watch, and we weren't in it. We weren't in it. Seton Hall got picked. Rutgers got picked. And we're thinking,
uh-oh.
The last group came up, and it was Notre Dame making it too. And the group, the reaction from those kids at that time was priceless. So Paul got him in, you know, and then he's not sure he's getting into this tournament, okay? And it's his last year, and look at what they did. I mean, that's just magnificent. And they're going to go to Tennessee and win. I mean,
I have that feeling.
Yeah,
I do.
They got swept by Tennessee earlier in the year. Okay, this is a different situation. They're on a mission, and their coach is this. They don't want to be the, they don't want it to be the last game for their coach. And so it was wonderful for those of us who know and love Paul Menary.
Absolutely. Yep.
Not necessarily in love with LSU, but with Paul Menary coaching LSU, I'm in love with LSU. Okay.
Coach O says, go Tigers. Yeah. We're go Tigers right now with Paul there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Dick, let's take a quick timeout. We've got to get a couple of commercials out of the way. We'll come back. And as a Notre Dame alumnus, just want to get your thoughts on what Link Jarrett has done with this team in a short amount of time. So we'll do that coming up in a couple of moments here on WSBT. 626 at WSBT, along with Sean Stiers. I'm Darren Pritchett. I'm joined in the South Bend Cubs broadcast booth by Dick Nussbaum, who was the Warren Giles Award winner a few years ago for outstanding service as league president. So I have a feeling that's got a good, nice place on the trophy case at home.
It does. I finally made the living room. My wife let me have a trophy in the living room, and that's sitting there. But really, Darren, I know you've got some Dick Nussbaum baseballs, I'm sure. With
I do.
Those are collector's items. Now, hang on to those, buddy.
Have them.
They might be worth $350, $450, you know?
I have those, and I have a couple of those in the line of baseball. I'm not a big collectible of autographs, but I have a bunch, and there's some Nussbaum-signed baseballs from some very good South Bend Cubs.
Right.
I don't have one with your signature, but I guess I don't need it since I've got on
there,
the baseball.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I signed a few of those, too. I signed one for Joe Kernan, and I signed one for Andrew Berlin. So those were the two that I signed. So I'll sign one for you, Darren.
Please do. I'll be happy to put that next to Eloy and Miguel Amaya and all those big guys.
What's wrong with
Ben Zobrist?
What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah. And Lou Brock and stuff. Yeah. We'll just add you to the list.
All right.
Link Jarrett.
Yeah.
I can't believe how quickly he's turned this around. And I got to be honest, I'm not a pessimist, but I didn't know we'd ever see a regional here again after Paul left. I just became very hesitant and just felt like it wasn't going to happen. So the job he has done, Dick, in a short amount of time, I'm just truly stunned, and I'm proud of what he's brought to this program.
Well, he's brought a winning culture to the program, and we had some good coaches, all right? You know, Dave Schrag and Mick were good coaches. They'd been in regionals. They'd taken teams to regionals, but it just didn't work out. I mean, but what he has done, you look at and kind of the measuring stick for me was Louisville. You know, we had been so close to beating Louisville. We never beat them, and he beat them, you know? So that And look, what he did with the ACC is an incredible experience. I mean, I almost got into a fist fight with Joe Piani once because I said that baseball, you know, the move to the ACC was hardest for the baseball program. Well, he thought it was hardest for the track program, so we disagreed on that. But for him to win all those series this year the way he did, and to have the kind of record and be as that's what I never thought I would see, but he did it, and whatever, he's got the secret sauce for that. Paul Menary had the same kind of secret sauce, you know, that he turned what was a great program under Pat Murphy into an even better program, and got Notre Dame to the College World Series.
Link just puts pressure on the opposition with his offense, constantly pushing the envelope.
He's a killer, okay? I mean, I say that.
He's not going to sit back.
No, I mean, you know, when it was 17-3 and all of a sudden became 26-3, I don't know. Sean, you probably remember the South Alabama game.
Absolutely.
In the original.
25-1.
Where I think it was Matt Strickrath got up and hit a grand slam home run to make it 25-1, and Paul just put his head down, you know, at the third base coaching box. But that, you know, these guys, they're not gonna take their foot off the gas, and that's what they're gonna have to do this weekend. You know, they're not gonna be able to take the foot off the gas.
Well, it's a team that showed us a lot of power this weekend, but they're not a team that's going to rely on power. And I like what Link said. I put a lot of speed at the top of the lineup.
Right.
And he hits and runs. We don't see that much in baseball anymore. He'll steal bases. It's as close to small ball as we're going to see in the game of baseball
but
today.
Darren,
and it's refreshing, and I love it.
Darren, the pitching was so good.
And that helps.
And the defense was so good. I mean, and the you know, the batting's off the chart. And you're going to hear, well, good pitching will stop good hitting. I'm going to tell you, good pitching is not going to stop that good hitting, okay? Mm-hmm. They might slow it down a little bit. But I think I like our pitchers and I like our defense going down to a tough environment where, you know, you got to get some traction early. And I think our guys are going to feed off of that environment. I think they're going to do well. I think we're going to score a lot of runs.
Dick, when you look at Link – and you've talked about Murphy and Maneri. You know, is he more Murphy? Is he more Maneri? Is he a mix? Is he just his own guy? What do you think?
He's his own guy, but he's more like Paul than he is Pat. And I'm not saying that that's better or worse. He's a quiet guy, but his fire is on the field, and his players love him. Okay, and when it's two strikes and there's two outs and the runner's on second, you got to get him in.
Yeah.
Link's prepared them to get him in, and they've done it. You just watch it. It's an incredible experience for me to watch these guys play the way they play.
Mm. Dick Nussbaum joining us here at the broadcast booth. Let's get another break out of the way. We'll come back with a little more conversation, maybe just a couple of thoughts on the retirement of Paul Maneri. Who knows when that retirement's going to start? It may be a little while before he coaches his final game. We'll do that in a moment.
I'm happy to talk about that.
Yep, 6:31 at WSBT. 6:36 at WSBT. We've got 4 or 5 minutes left in our program. Sean and Darren with you. Dick Nussbaum joining us here on WSBT Radio. We've talked about the Irish going to Starkville. We've talked about Link Jarrett. How about just a thought or two on the upcoming retirement of a guy you know so well and Sean and I know so well and think the world of, and Paul Maneri at LSU?
Yeah. Paul's a very special person in our family's life because he was so good to my son, Matt. He saw something in him that a lot of other people didn't see.
Mm.
And, you know, I'll never forget as long as I live that Paul brought Matt in as a freshman and said, Matt, you're never going to play. You're never going to dress. You're never going to travel. But you're going to make the team. What do you think about that? He says, well, you'll have to tear the uniform off of me. So
wow.
He calls his mom, says, this is what Coach Maneri said to me. And my mom was mad, or his mom was mad. My wife, Mary Pat, was said, go, you got to go. I said, look, settle down, okay? Our son's a good player, but when you put him up against some of the players now, he's going to play. He's going to dress. But Paul doesn't want a guy sitting on the bench that's going to be moping. And he saw that in Matt. And there were other guys that got cut that were better than Matt, really. But he saw that in Matt and nurtured that.
Wow.
And Matt ended up being a co-captain of the team. You know, he did a great junior year. And his senior year, he caught 30 games because Paul O'Toole, who was a great catcher, was hurt. Matt never caught a competitive game in his life in Little League. They made him a catcher, okay? So when you ask, how was Paul Maneri able to... He's able to see Matt Nussbaum's. He's able to make them catchers. He played second base in the Starkville Regional, and he hadn't played second base since high school.
Wow.
So Paul can see it. He knows. He's got it. You know, he probably knows the analytics now, too. But he's able to get the best out of his players. And you see that with this team at LSU right now, is these guys were lower-level SEC team this year. They did not have a good year. But right now, they're playing as well as anybody. And I think they wouldn't surprise me that they go 2-0 against Tennessee. Yeah. And, all right, what's next, you know? But Paul's a great baseball guy. He's a good man. He's a great family person. And a 15-year career at LSU is a long time. There's a shelf life on that. Okay?
Stress.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of caught up with him a little bit, and I'm glad he's getting out, okay? He's getting out at the right time.
Yep.
He loves his family, and he wants to enjoy his family. And
a lot of grandkids now.
And I hope that he will go and do some broadcasting and enjoy himself, you know?
Well, I know one thing, Sean, and you and I can tell Irish fans that when you heard interviews with Paul Maneri, you cannot come across a more gracious, well-spoken individual. But in the heat of the moment, if you're a ball player and you screw up,
watch out.
A different personality came out. And this is not a negative. This is just the fire within the guy.
He never embarrassed anybody, though.
No, he did not.
He took care of that, and he had patience with players.
Yep.
And and his players love him. All right. I mean, the Notre Dame players, when he went to LSU, were really mad. Okay.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they've reconciled. And Paul said something about what he's going to do in his retirement is go visit with his players. And he's going to do that.
That's
I know
so
he'll
cool.
do that. I know
so
he'll
cool.
do that.
Well, Dick, thanks for stopping by.
Okay.
I know you're going to come back. You're going to spend a couple of innings with me
yep.
tonight on the South Bend Cubs broadcast. So who knows what we'll talk about?
Carte blanche, buddy. You
know, all right.
I don't have to worry about some things. I can be a little more open than I used to be able to is in my former position.
Okay,
but,
fair enough.
But
we'll do that.
But I always enjoy talking to you. And this subject, I'm just so thrilled for Notre Dame and Link Jarrett and Chuck Rustano and the rest yeah. of the staff and the Notre Dame parents going down because I've done it.
Special.
And it's they'll never forget this weekend, ever.
Go Irish.
Go
Let's
Irish.
Get it done.
They're
going to
do it.
I got goosebumps thinking about
yep.
the College World Series
yep.
again. All right. Dick, we'll talk to you in a little bit. We are going to wrap up right now as Sports Beat tonight was brought to you by our friends at Budweiser, the Food Bank of Northern Indiana, and Tim Ground State Farm Insurance. South Bend Cubs baseball comes right in a couple of moments here on WSBT.